Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher. Please stay tuned. Today we want to talk about one of the most outstanding and maybe the most outstanding spiritual poet and the mystical poet of the Persian language, that is Jalaluddin Muhammad Rumi, known in the Persian language as Maulana. Maulana was born to a native Persian-speaking parents from the city of Balkh in the present-day Afghanistan. And what is important is that he is known by the title of Rumi in the Western world because he moved into Konya in the present-day Turkey, and at that time, the Konya and the Turkey was part of the Roman Anatolia. And the Anatolia was under the empire of Byzantine and the Romans, and the people who have been born over there were mostly known by the title of Rumi, that is, Roman, in which context Romans referred to the subjects of Byzantine Empire or simply to people living in or things associated with Anatolia. That's why in the Western world he is known as Rumi. For Maulana, love is not defined in terms of physical needs. Rather, love for him is a connection to a source where this love is emitted from, and that is Allah the Almighty. So the mere literal understanding of the concept of love in Maulana's poems is wrong, because he himself many times asserted that true love is only manifested through Allah, the Quran, and Prophet Muhammad. In this regard, Maulana states, "The light of Muhammad does not abandon a Zoroastrian or Jew in the world. May the shade of this good fortune shine upon everyone. He brings all of those who are led astray into the way out of the desert." Coleman Barks talks about love in Maulana's poems.
He's writing love poems, but there's a new kind of love, I think. New kind of it's new and it's. It's fresh even 8 centuries later. I don't know that we understand it. He says, fall in love in such a way that it frees you from any connecting. So this is not about relationship. Fall in love in such a way that it frees you from any connecting. This is not country music. This is not, you know, he left me, she left me, she came back, she left me again. Yeah, that synapse of ache that you find in the garden balcony scene of Romeo and Juliet, the whole Western love story of Tristan and Isolde sleeping with the sword between them. It's the separation and the power of this of the connection is the love story. Whereas with Rumi, the love he's talking about is a kind of friendship. But it's a weather that you walk inside, and he says it may be what it widens out to become a region that you live in, and he says it includes what anybody says. Amazing that everything is part of this love atmosphere, so that the human beings in it become love. And it's difficult to talk about. You have to hear his poems to, I think, to sense what he's trying to do with that. It's almost like that dream I had about when Bawa Mujahideen said, "I love you." And I said, and then the whole atmosphere, the whole world became wet with that dew of love. So it's difficult to talk about.
Of Maulana's poems suggests the importance of outward religious observance and the primacy of the Quran. For example, he says, "Flee to God's Quran, take refuge in it. There with the spirits of the prophets merge. The book conveys the prophet's circumstances, those fish of the pure sea of majesty." Maulana also states, "I am the servant of the Quran as long as I have life. I am the dust on the path of Muhammad, the chosen one. If anyone quotes anything except this from my sayings, I am quit of him and outraged by these words." So for Maulana, the Holy Quran has a very important place. In fact, most of the lines out of the poetic collections of Maulana are direct translations out of the text of the Holy Quran. حرف قرآن را بدان که ظاهری است. زیر ظاهر باطنی بس قاهری است. زیر آن باطن یکی بطن سوم که درو گردد خردها جمله گم. ظاهر قرآن چو شخص آدمی است که نقوشش ظاهر و جانش خفی است. So in fact, he is saying that in this poem, all in all, that the Holy Quran has a surface and has a deeper layer. The surface are the words and are the text you see. But behind that, there is a concept and there is a wisdom. In order to understand the meaning of the Holy Quran, you must not limit yourself only to reading the text, but also you must think and contemplate upon the content which is conveyed to you. That is what makes reading the Holy Quran and the text of the Holy Quran very much significant.
What was said to the rose that made it open was said to me here in my chest. What was told the cypress that made it strong and straight? What was whispered the jasmine, so it is what it is. Whatever made sugarcane sweet. Whatever was said to the inhabitants of the town of Chugil in Turkestan that makes them so handsome. Whatever lets the pomegranate flower blush like a human face. That is being said to me now. I blush. Whatever put eloquence in language, that's happening here. The great warehouse doors open. I fill with gratitude, chewing a piece of sugarcane.
in love with the one to whom every that belongs. What was said to the rose that made it open was said to me here in my chest. What was told the cypress that made it strong and straight? What was whispered the jasmine? So it is what it is. Whatever made sugar cane sweet. Whatever was said to the inhabitants of the town of Chigil in Turkestan that makes them so handsome. Whatever lets the pomegranate flower blush like a human face, that is being said to me now. I blush. Whatever put eloquence in language, that's happening here.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. To another episode, goodbye.
زنجیر او بگرفته او